Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
The time has come for us to begin to teach and to reach people with a word of comfort and encouragement. I personally believe that we are in one of the greatest revivals that has ever been known to mankind. Yet, in the middle of this revival, there will be a force of chaos and confusion and fear that will come into the hearts of masses of people. Yet we are here to be a voice of reasoning in the madness of seasons of distress, of fear, of heartbreak, and of disappointments. How do we handle adversity? How do we stand when everything else around us is falling? That's our teaching, our subject, our mission today here on Intentional, your faith-based out loud radio broadcast. Welcome to church. I'm Dr. Faye, your host for this radio broadcast. In the book of 1 Peter, the Bible, 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus." The Message Bible, the Message reads this way. He gets the last word. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. In these times of adversity that are sure to come in your life, you must be prepared as a soldier is prepared for battle. You must go through training and get acclimated to the enemy's weapons to understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It is to our advantage to understand these times. How can we walk through something if we don't understand the times, discern the times, redeem the times, because the days are filled with adversity or evil influences? One of the things as a Bible-believing Christian, a born-again child of God, I know that Jesus defeated Satan over 2,000 years ago. Our lack of awareness of what happened, it causes us to open doors so that Satan deceives people to make us believe that he is still active. He is still in control, and he isn't. So we must have this shift in the way we think. We must have a metamorphosis so that we are no longer the same species of being that we were before. And that can only take place through the new creation reality, through being born again, to be a new creature, a creative being in Christ Jesus. This is passion, you hear, because it is power. It is truth. It's truth that Jesus brought to this earth as he was the God. He was God incarnate. He was all God and all man at the same time. As we begin to break this open for you today, again, crack the code so that you can take a closer look into how to live out your everyday waking, walking, talking lives. When we look at things falling apart, and each of us has had those experiences, and some of you are having some of those days now. Some of you are having days where it looks like everything around you is in chaos and confusion, and you're wondering where God is. Why hasn't he answered your prayer? Why hasn't he come to your aid? Why hasn't he done what the Bible said that he promised he would do? Let's go on a journey in this teaching so that we can all get a better understanding or how to stand when everything is falling apart. Is that good or is that good? Make sure you share this teaching now with your friends and with your network as we continue along this path. When we take a look at the word adversity, because anxiety comes when there's adversity. Anxiety comes when there's opposition or misfortune or something going against the grain in your soul, going against the flow that you have prayed for. We look at the word anxiety. Some people will say, well, wow, you're having bad luck. Or, wow, you know, your life is in a mishap, or you're having distress. Your life is in a jam. You've heard that word. You're having tough luck. What a can of worms or hard knocks or ill fortune. You're going through trials, hardships, disaster, difficult periods. Those words don't even edify us, do they? They don't make us feel good. Those are not good feeling words. You're going through calamity or catastrophe. Or a woman who lost her son and her husband on the same day, within an hour. Or the young man who I knew in college who gave his story that he decided to stay home with his grandmother, but all of his other siblings, total with father and mother, four siblings and parents, were in a vehicle going to visit another relative, and the entire family was killed. How do you get through a day like that when you're the only one left, when you're the only member of your family that's left? Or there's been so much death, so many deaths in your life. You think that God has forgotten about you, that pain is part of your personality now. One of the things that I've learned about adversity is that it can leave an imprint. It can leave residual marks in your soul so that you think that this is the way you're supposed to feel. Have you ever known of people who got used to a headache, who got used to pain, who got so used to trials and tribulations, they just lived the life under a banner of woe is me and this is the way that I am supposed to be? I am going through this. I've heard good-meaning and well-meaning Christians say that they're suffering for Jesus. Not so. They're suffering for Jesus, and God is allowing these things to happen to teach them a lesson. then what was the purpose of the blood? What was the purpose of our Lord and Savior marching up Golgotha's hill with this humongous cross upon his back with the help of one man, going up and being nailed to this rugged cross, staying on that cross when he could have gotten off if he had called for angels? He could have taken himself off. He said, no man take my life, but I give it away. I lay it down. If I lay it down, if I give it up, I'm able to raise it up. What was the purpose of the 39 stripes with a cat of nine tails upon his back? What was the purpose of the throne, of the thorns upon his head? Rather, what was the purpose of him going through the humiliation and suffering like he suffered if he left suffering for us to do? Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the case of the cross, that Jesus left suffering for us. Oh, it doesn't mean that life won't happen, that things don't come. But our teaching today is to help you to get into a place so that you become a living, breathing overcomer. That you're not taken captive by Satan at his will. That you are a living, breathing example of the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Is that good news? Say yes and yes, it is good news. When we look at adversity, we look and we see that it is the exact opposite of what Jesus came to this planet to give us. And when it is anything that happens in our lives that opposes the word of God, that opposes the truth that Jesus is, that opposes what God's promises are, then it is adversity. It is contrary. It is ill will that has come. It is Satan who has come, as Jesus said in St. John 10 and 9, that he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but he's come that we might have life. Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Yeah? He's come to give us life to the full, to the overflow. What quality of life is that? That is the God eternal life. That is blissfulness, happiness. Can you be happy every day? Of course you can. Can you be filled with joy to the full every day? Of course we can. Why? Because his joy is within us. You see, God did not leave these promises and then dangle the carrot before the horse game with us. All of his promises are true. His word is true. We know Genesis to Revelation is written and the word of God cannot be bound, yet the word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus showed us the Father through his examples. He showed us the kingdom of God through his examples. So when the Father speaks, he is speaking from a place of revelation knowledge to us to take what is on the pages and bring it to life within us. The Bible is still the most well-read book around the world and of all times. So it is a source for us to learn, to grow by, to lean and depend upon. That when adversity comes, that we have an anchor in the word. We have truth that we can fall on so that we're not led astray by believing the lies of well-meaning people. Even doctors are well-meaning people. Doctor says you're sick. The Bible says you're healed. Which one do you believe? Yes? Which one do you believe? The bank account says, you know, you're going to be poor all of your life. And the Bible says that it is God's will to prosper you and that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. That he sent his word and healed us and delivered us from all of diseases, diagnosis, misdiagnosis, and those that haven't been diagnosed. You ever felt a pain in your body and you just prayed and it left? I have. Did you know what it was? No. Did you know its origin? No. Did you even care? No. You just wanted it gone. And when it was gone, you went on about your day. You went on about your business. When we think of adversity and we think of how to stand when everything else is falling in your life, we can't help but to refer to some biblical characters, some examples of power and endurance, some people who knew how to take a hit, but come back with a fight, come back with strength, come back with the presence and power of God. And one of the greatest examples, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in our teaching, but one of the greatest examples is Job, because many of us know from Sunday school, particularly in the West, and I know that still there are people in the West who have not heard the name of Jesus, who have never been to church, who have never listened to a teaching like this, but they're learning to click the mouse and learn to listen. They're learning to tune in, and they are hearing the gospel for the very first time. But many of us have heard about a man named Job, and how Job, in God's eyes, was God's friend. And Satan came and said, "What about your servant Job?" He said, "Where have you been, devil? Satan, where have you been? Give an account of yourself." "Well, I've been roaming to and fro throughout the earth. I'm looking for somebody. You know, I'm just looking around, looking for an opportunity to get in the door. I'm looking for an open door, but you've gotten somebody on lockdown and I cannot get in. I cannot break the code to get in there. I cannot access his soul." And God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" He said, "Yeah, but you got him locked down. You got him secure." Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me closely. Come in, dear hearts. He was speaking at a time before the cross. He was speaking in the era called BC. Yeah, before Christ. Yeah. So he was speaking in that time, in that space. There was a man that was covered by God. Psalms 91 said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. His truth, truth, T-R-U-T-H, his truth, a living, breathing, live, alive being, his truth shall be our shield and our buckler. So in that space, he's saying, you've got him covered. And because he is covered by you, I have no access to him. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Being covered by God blocks the devil. Job was a righteous man in God's eyes. What made him righteous? Because he was obedient to the commandments. He did what he knew to do with an intent to keep his integrity, to show God reverence. He sacrificed for his children, his sons and his daughters, even though he didn't know what they were doing in the back, in the booth, in the corner, in the dark, when the lights were out. He did not know what they were doing, but he still went before God on their behalf. He was a powerful intercessor. He was a giver. He protected his family and he prayed earnestly unto God. More on this man in a moment.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Who was Job that God would not allow access to him, but a man who walked in integrity before God, who lived a life before God that God would say, "I'm going to cover this man and his family, his children, because he's righteous in my eyes." And Job said, "No wonder he serves you. Look how you have blessed him. You've given him a lot of stuff.
He's got stuff. He's got livestock. He's got cattle. He's got sons. He's got daughters. He has assets. He has assets. And because of all these assets, no wonder he worships you. He's only serving you because you've blessed him. Well, that was dumb. That's a good reason to serve God and to continue to serve him. But God wanted to show Satan, not Job. He knew he could stop, do whatever he wanted to in Job's life. He's God, folks. Hey. But he's told Satan, he said, I'll tell you what, since you think he's serving me just because of assets, I'm going to open the door and allow you to go in. And you can do what you will, but you cannot have his life. You cannot have his life because his life belongs to me. You should hear this today, ladies and gentlemen. It will change your world. You can have access to him, but not to his life. Woo! So as we follow Job through that day, we find out that Job absolutely lost everything. Lost everything. All of his livestock died. His sons, his daughters, his children were dead. Yet he did not deny God. Listen to me closely. You need this. In the days when adversity strikes, when temptation comes, when wars begin to rise up against you, and you feel as though your business is crumbling, you feel as though your marriage is over, you feel as though your life is over because the doctors have walked away and given you no time to live, refer back to this teaching because it will take you through adversity. Woo! Job went through that day and he went through that hardship day, a Job day. And many of you can identify that. It looks like everything in your world is crumbling. But you can stand. I'm telling you, you can stand. So everything in Job's life went away. It went away. It was there and then it was gone. It was there and then it was not. And he broke out in boils and he was scraping those boils and friends came by and tried to help him figure out, why did this happen to you? Bad things have happened to a good person. Why are you going through these things? Maybe you didn't do this and maybe you didn't do that. And, you know, then in chapter 27, Job began to defend himself or resumed his defense. And the message reads it this way, and I wanted to share this with you because I think it will help you get through whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that you're going through right now. Pause for a moment, just for the moment in this teaching today, and allow yourself to get rebooted and refired up to know that whatever it is, the adversity will not last. It cannot. Job said in chapter 27 of Job, as I read it from the message, God's alive. He's denied me justice. God Almighty, he's ruined my life. That's what he said. But for as long as I draw breath, and for as long as God breathes life into me, I refuse to say one word that isn't true. And this is where most people, let me pause for a moment there. This is where most people fail because they begin to agree with the adversary. They begin to agree with the problem. They begin to agree with the diagnosis. Satan goes about as a roaring lion in 1 Peter 5 and 8. Seeking whom he may devour. The message says the devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. catch you with your guard down, catch you on a day when you didn't word up. You know what we mean by word up? You didn't read the scripture. You didn't speak the word over your life. You didn't command your day. You're going to love what we're doing for YouTube, uploading, teaching you how to command your day. Getting in control. And we've taught some in here, so go back and listen. Getting in control of your words and your thinking, because whatever you think and speak about, you bring about. Whatever a man thinketh, so is he. You begin to manifest that upon the canvas of your everyday life. Satan wants to take your mind off of God. He wants to take your mind away from the focus that God requires. Not required so God can get your undivided attention, but because we need to be there in order for things to flow the way we've been designed for them to flow. For the blessings to flow, we need to stay focused, consecrated, committed, and dedicated to focus on Him. Don't mistake money power for spiritual power. I needed to share that with you because some people think, oh, you're wealthy, so you don't have any problems. You define wealth as having a lot of money. No, that's not it. You can have billions and still be depressed. I met some of those people. You can have billions and still feel like taking your own life. I've met some of those people, and we've known of that time and time and time again. So don't mistake that for wealth. Job said, I refuse to say one word that isn't true. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when the truth comes, the truth makes us free. That's why we have to continue to speak the word of God over our lives. That is the only truth. All of the other stuff, that may be facts, that may be information, but truth is a living, breathing entity. It will make you free. Job said, I refuse to confess to any charge that's false. There is no way I'll ever agree to your accusations. I'll not deny my integrity, even if it costs me my life. He said, I'm going to stand where I'm standing, believe what I believe, regardless of what you say. There will be people that will tell you you're going through this because you've disobeyed God, or you are not as spiritual as other people, why you're going through certain things. Our mission is to help you to realize who's in you so that you can begin your battle before the battle. You can begin your stand before you need to stand. You can begin to walk in a place of maturity and experience the authority of God, yes, before the race. You know, great Olympians who have won the gold medal, they didn't begin to practice a week before the race or a week before the trial. They got in the game years before. Some of them decades before, a decade before, because they're usually very youthful. So they got into it from birth, some of them. And they practiced and they practiced and they practiced. They trained and trained and trained until the day came for the opportunity to achieve the gold medal, to get the gold, get the trophy. They got in the race already knowing how to run a race. So what I'm saying, in this time that we're living in on our planet, we must understand what it looks like to finish the race. What it looks like to be the champion, what it feels like. Get champion in your blood, get champion in your spirit, get champion in your words, get champion in your thinking, get champion in what you put before your eyes. Don't just sit down and watch television that takes you nowhere, or watch videos that don't inspire or cause you to be informed in some way, or listen to podcasts that aren't taking you into a deeper revelation of the word of God to change your world. That's one thing about my friend Malcolm over at America Out Loud. The work that he's doing there is to help it to change the world in some way, bringing voices to the air that will make a difference. And this radio broadcast is to empower you, to transform your life, to help you to be an agent of change wherever you are, whatever zip code, whatever region or nation you reside, that you can be an agent of change right there. So these tools that we give you are to help you. Maybe you're not experiencing it now, but someone you know is. And you can transfer this to them. Because when you're empowered, guess what? All you want to do is help other people. That is true. When you're weak and in distress and adversity, clouds of adversity are overwhelming your life, it's difficult for you to make the transition to try to help somebody else because you're so in this me, I mode. You know, people who feel self-pity are all into self-pity and are so low, it's about how I feel and what they said to me and what they did to me and why did they leave me, baby, left me. Why they go through all of these and why did God do this to me? So they stay in that place. Yeah? I'm a minister of the gospel, so I know I need to get back to Job. But that there are times the Holy Spirit would lead me to stop and expound on something or explain something or to emphasize something to you so that you don't miss it. Don't miss the moment of being empowered now. Get your tools. Get your Olympian shoes on. Choose the right brand for running. Choose the right. Get ready to win. Not just run a race, but win the race. Get in the winner's circle spiritually and learn the feeling of being a winner every day of your life. I refuse to say one word that isn't true. I refuse to confess to any charge that's false. There's no way I'll ever agree to your accusations. I'll not deny my integrity, even if it costs me my life, he says. Job 27 continues to read. I'm holding fast to my integrity, not loosening my grip. And believe me, I'll never regret it. Let my enemy be exposed as wicked. Let my adversary be proven guilty. What hope do people without God have when life is cut short? When God puts an end to life? Do you think God will listen to their cry for help when disaster hits? What interest have they ever shown in the Almighty? Have they ever been known to pray before? Did you hear that? So people who have not prayed, I am telling you, they will learn to pray. People who have not opened their Bible will learn to open their Bibles. People who have not heard the name of Jesus, suddenly that will be the name that will be resurrected in their hearts and minds, and they'll begin to speak the name of Jesus in adversity. Yes, yes, and yes. When hard times come, difficult situations arise. People, suddenly, the non-believer can become a believer. I am telling you these things because God wants us all to hear his voice and be prepared. You know, in some parts of the country, they have storm shelters. Why? Because they've been accustomed to storms coming in that region. I live in an area that has been known to be called Tornado Alley or Tornadic. I've lived in an area for sure that was called Tornado Alley, and there was consistent tornadic activity at certain times of the year. So people learn how to take cover. Why? They expected it to happen year after year after year. And the tornado had proven itself to be destructive. Time and time and time again, just as hurricanes have proven themselves to be destructive. Earthquakes have proven themselves to be destructive. So in regions where those activities have proven themselves to be destructive, people have learned how to live. They have taken on a new way of living. So they they build shelters, they refortify walls. In flood zones, they build houses up higher. They bring in more dirt and they set the land up higher, make the land higher or the houses higher. And so that when the flood come, that it won't be at their front door. Yes, this is what they do. They prepare for known disasters, known destructions. May I see the hands of those who know for sure that God knows what tomorrow will bring, that God understands the times He created them, that God sees the future. He comes into the present and preaches and teaches us about what is to come so that we might be prepared. Now, if we can ignore it and say, well, it's not going to happen, I don't believe any of that, we can ignore it. That's what a lot of people have done when hurricanes have come and evacuations were ordered. And we see how that turned out when they did not follow the evacuation procedures. Father is speaking to us today and teaching us how to stand when everything else is falling in our world. The friends have left, the families have left, the money's gotten real funny. Things have seemed to just going wicked. Wicked all around. So He says, look in My word and you will find a place in there of comfort, to be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. To know that in the world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. These are circumstances that come to every human being. Circumstances will arise, but think it not strange concerning these fiery trials, which are to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, because the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother. He will not allow us to be tempted above that which we are able, but He will with the temptation make a way out that we may be able to bear it. He makes it bearable, that we can get through it, that it won't take us out. What Job had that day, it didn't take him out, but it brought him to a place that he knew that God was God. And the Bible says of Job that God restored to him. Hello, somebody. When you can see at the end, you win. When you can see the gold in your hand. When you have the champion mentality and not change what's coming out of your mouth, not deny the truth of Christ, not deny that tithing is a thing to do, that giving is a thing to do, whether it's 10% or 20, as long as you're obedient to Him, for God loves a cheerful giver. As long as you're doing what God has called you to do and don't deny the Christ in you, do not reject Jesus by denying His word, not following His will, not submitting yourself to the will and purpose of God. Don't deny Him. When you reject Him, when you don't do what He's called you to do, you have rejected Him. Job found out that God, who gave it to him in the first place, was able to give him more at the finish line. I'll be back in a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
We shared the example of Job and how God used him to show his friends, and it certainly gave the devil an idea, a class in tampering with God's anointed. Hello? Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. It gave the devil a lesson in that, because Job flourished at the finish line because God wanted him to have a new life. To let Job know, let the devil know, and all of his friends and family know that this man was serving me because of who I am, not because of what I've done. Amen. In these days, many people will be tested in their faith. They will be tested in their walk. And your anchor must be sure in Christ. So when he wakes you up in the middle of the night to pray, then pray. If you feel this yearning to pull away from work and go and pray, go pray. You feel the yearning to pull away from your computer, go and do so. Shut it down and go pray. Go talk to God. Go have a fellowship, go have fellowship with him and be prepared for the gold. Get the winner's mentality. Don't see yourself as being a defeated foe. That's Satan's role. You are victorious because Jesus paid a price for the victory. Yes, he did. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. We have overcome the world. Yes, he said, 1 John 4. We have overcome the world. And greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. We've got the victory in the name of Jesus. Can the church say amen? We're looking for role models. Children are looking for role models, mentors and coaches. You've seen the influx of life coaches and mentors and you know, people that are saying, let me help you with your life. Let me help you get on course. Let me help you make a difference in this world. Those are beautiful callings. God bless each and every one. We do that work as well. But I'm here to tell you the greatest life coach I have known is still Yeshua Messiah Jesus, the Savior of the world, because he died that we might have life eternal. And that's abundance, friend. That's the true gold. Parents can be role models. Children are looking for people to emulate. Yes, athletes or some of those people that are playing certain types of music in the world. Children are looking up to them because they're looking for superheroes. Why is there a longing on the inside of a child to have a superhero, to have somebody that they can emulate, to have somebody that they can model? Yeah? Why is that longing? Because children are here in spirit, fresh from heaven. And they have been looking up. Hear me well. They have been looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith, before they ever took on a body. Because we are spirit beings, we existed with God before we had a body. God told Jeremiah, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. Before you came forth from the belly, I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. I've always known you. Yes? So children have always been known and known of God. And so when they come here, yes, they come here with a noise to let you know that they're here. And they come here out of spirit, into body, been robed in flesh, and then they're looking for someone, and we acclimate them to earth. So they're thinking, well, we've got to have a model. We've always had a model. Jesus has been our model. Who are you? Are you the hero? Are you the hero? Are you the hero? So when someone comes on the screen in front of them with this big superhero sign on their chest, they go, oh, maybe that's the hero. I want that hero for Christmas. I want that hero for my birthday. I want that hero just because I want that hero. So all over their room is the hero that they have chosen. Yeah, you see what I mean? And chosen to emulate. Do you know that there have been children in the past, sadly, that thought that they were Superman or somebody and jumped out of windows because they're so hungry for a hero?
They're looking for Jesus. They're looking for him. Show us the Father. They're looking for him. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, for I and the Father are one. How do you stand when everything else is falling? How do you teach your children to stand when everything else is falling? It will not be Superman, Batman, Aquaman. No. It will not be anybody with a big something on their chest or whatever. It will be Jesus. It will be Jesus. There are no other superheroes. Oh, there are people we respect and love dearly because of the works that they have done in the earth, but no greater works can they do than what Jesus has done. Jesus said, no greater love had any man than that he would lay down his life for his friends. He called his disciples friends. They went to another level from disciples to friendship. What a power. And they were no longer servants. They were servants. They were friends. Friends of the Master. Mark 11 and 22 says, have the God kind of faith. Have faith in God. Translated, have the God kind of faith. How do you have the God kind of faith? Number one, you must know that you are God's child and that you have the same power that God gave Jesus. He is now made available to us. Yes? Yes? And that same power is available, is accessible through our prayers, through our reading the word, through our fastings, through our coming to maturity. That Jesus Christ is Lord. And I say that because many people receive him as Savior and don't give him the government of their lives, the lordship, the rulership, the say-so in their lives. I'm a Christian and I'm going to heaven. Well, that's not the entire reason Jesus paid that price. He paid the price so that we can have life to the full, to the overflow, that heaven has come to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So I spoke to you about Job, about how he was an overcomer because he refused to give up, cave in, and quit on God. He didn't understand, and he spoke some things that God rebuked him for, but yet he did not lose his integrity. He stayed with the course. In Philippians 4 and 6, it says, and I referenced this scripture earlier, but I want to go back and read it for you now. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And verse 7 of Philippians 4 says, and the peace. Somebody shout, and the peace. Peace, 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 peace. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. How to stand when everything else is falling? You pray. You give thanksgiving. Present your request. And not when the fires are so hot that you can't even recall your request, but prepare for the gold now. Learn to walk like a winner. I say it again. Think like a winner. Speak like a winner. Walk like a winner. Come on. See like a winner. Have the eyes of a winner. Yes, dress like a winner. Pick yourself up. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Begin to think differently. When your feet hit the floor, you begin to think, my God, I'm victorious. Talk to yourself. Command your day. Speak to situations before they occur. Call your children blessed. Call them redeemed. Call your business blessed of God and give it to him. Yes, yes, and yes. That peace which transcends all understanding. Wherever there is peace, there's prosperity. And peace will only come through the presence of the Lord. It's not in your prescription bottle.
That's a facade. That's an illusion. It's not real. It doesn't exist. Peace in a bottle. No. Peace comes through Jesus Christ. He is our peace. Jehovah Shalom means the Lord God, our peace. He is our peace, the very definition of peace. And when you get peace, it guards your heart and mind. So when Satan goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, he tries to penetrate that shield and he can't get in. You'll say, oh, you've got her on lockdown like Fort Knox. I cannot penetrate that shield of praise. I can't get past her worship. I can't get past that word. I can't get past her prayer time and her fasting and her giving. I can't get her to stop doing any of these things. So he'll do what he did with Jesus. He had to leave him alone. Yes, yes, and yes. He'll leave you alone. He has to. You have to follow the path that has been preset. And this path that has been preset has been sanctioned and ordained of God. Yes, prayer and praise and thanksgiving, worship and fasting and our giving unto God. Yes. And things begin to shift. They begin to change. And they may not look like they're changing on the outside, on the natural side. However, you'll change your perception. The way you see things will begin to shift. You no longer look at your husband as a no good, trifling, won't work kind of a guy. You'll begin to look at him as potential on his way to the goal. You'll begin to see things through God's eyes. You'll begin to hear the sound of a different drummer. You'll begin to move to that beat instead of moving to the beat of a feeling that you had 10 years ago or something that happened yesterday. You'll no longer walk in yesterday's trauma. You'll begin to walk in the Word of God. And in the Word of God, it is a now faith. For now faith in Hebrews 11 is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Yes, you begin to move to a different vibration, a different power, and you no longer be subject or a slave to those elements of external nature. You're no longer succumb to how people treat you. My God. If we take a pause and just think about how people treat us, you're going to go into depression and you will go to a bottle, some bottle. But don't park there. Don't live in that place. You got to be mobile. You got to be moving. You got to be in motion. Yes, stay in motion like the ocean, darling. You got to keep on moving. You got to keep on growing. Keep on keeping on, keeping on, keeping on. And speak the words of faith over your life. And more so, as you see things begin to shift and change, because there are people that are not speaking well of us. You do know that, right? There are people that are not speaking well of us. I referred to Romans 12 and 2 earlier, that to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I call it filling the gap, good, acceptable, and perfect. That helps you to remember. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. How do we renew our minds? We renew our minds to the Word of God so that we won't give in to how people think about us or how people speak of us. That's going to always be there. Do you know that? People are going to always have bad things to say about you. That's true. But get to the place where it doesn't matter, because you're bigger than that. You're greater than that. You're a winner. You're so powerful that you just blow up in the room. I mean, in a good way. That when you come in, the light that was there, whoa, begins to look like the lesser light, because God's in you. The source of all life is resident within you, and he will never leave nor forsake you. I thought to myself that I would be able to finish this teaching today, but I don't think so. How to stand when everything else is falling? You learn how to stay in God's presence, because that presence will give birth to peace, and peace will give birth to prosperity. I mentioned it before, and sometimes I need to be redundant. It requires repetition many times for people to hold on to it. And Romans 8 and 28, it says that all things are working together for the good of us who love the Lord, for those who are called according to his purpose. So regardless of what has come against you, you can praise God in the midst of it. and acknowledge that it's working together for your good, because Satan is the deceiver of the world. He wants you to think that you're not righteous, that you have been such a bad person. That's why this thing is going on in you. That's what Job thought, but that's not true. What's happening in your life is to push you into the Word of God. How many of you know that? How many of you who were in the Word can say, yep, hell was going on in my life. That's when I opened the Bible. I was an atheist until hell broke out. Then I got born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, and the presence of God is upon me. That's what happened to me. Testimony after testimony, God-breathed testimony, will come forward and say, I am where I am by the grace of God. And because he led me, how could I get to have acquire such a hunger, such an insatiable appetite for the Word of God, had not the Lord spoke to me in a way that I could hear? The book of Matthews, I believe, said Jesus spoke as they were able to hear. Their word level was low, so he had to speak to them in parables. He had to use everyday situations so that they could understand spiritual things. Yes, yes, and yes. So he's speaking to us in a way that we could hear. And I always say it's better to hear when you're walking around than laying down, right? Lying down. So you want to hear God from this place and begin to obey him. Begin to have courage now. Begin to think like a winner. He told Joshua in Joshua 1 in verse 9, he said, didn't I tell you, be strong and courageous? Things are going to come against you. These ites are going to fight against you. There's going to be nations that want to take you out. There are going to be people that arise up and say, I know God's with you, but I don't care. I know that you're a man or woman of God, but I don't care. I know that you're on a mission, but I don't care. There will be people that are sent to ambush and sabotage and throw you off track. But he said, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua was activated. The mission was activated in him so that he could move out and move forward. This is such a powerful teaching, and I'm so glad that you were here to participate in it and to share it with your friends and your network across social media, to upload it, download, do what you need to do to get the message out, because millions and billions of people will be blessed by this teaching, because it is to empower, to transform, and to make a difference in our world today. Let me pray as we prepare to close our service today, yes, because it is church for many of us. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this activated word, activated in the lives of your people, move through the atmosphere around the world and change the lives of every person within the sound of my voice. For those who do not know Jesus, bring them to the bleeding side of Calvary today is our prayer in Jesus' name. Don't forget, you can give at support@drfaye.com. Go show us some love at americaoutloud.com/Dr. Faye. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye. Have an amazing day.